that now had some fun stuff in it and on it.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Just
like in your trailer.
Huh?
Just like in your trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Your trailer had the now.
Oh, it did. And that one, you're very perceptive. Those are good dots to connect. I'm just going to grab my phone so we have a little bit of backup of... I have screens. Yay. They're in the same place. All right, just a minute. Technical difficulties. My turn. Here it is. Ready? Are you going to do it for me?
Sure.
They're all numbered. There we go. Just watching. I'll tell you when to go to number two. Thank you very much, honey.
Okay, honey.
Honey. Yay! Oh. I have been very excited for today. I didn't know today was going to be today.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to do this for today.
Just like yesterday and tomorrow.
Yep. No, I didn't know. I didn't know. So, you can go ahead and put it on the big one and then just turn it. There you go. You want to move it. I got directions. Okay. I'm going to talk about us today. Because if it wasn't for us, I wouldn't be holding this in my hand.
Do I hear 20?
Do I hear 20? The first one. This one's a special one. Okay. You can. It'll go to the next one. You don't just push it. You don't have to leave it. There we are. The unfinished book. What did I do? I didn't have number two.
It's really befitting that Landon has joined us today.
Okay.
Think about it. Because without that house, there wouldn't have been all those experiences. That was his house.
Yes, it was. You're very right. You're very right.
That's one.
Yeah, it is. So, today, we'll just... God's doing something fun amongst us. And I'm just facilitating some of the things that he put on my heart. Oh. So today, we're focusing on what we've been believing, what we've meditated on, what we've talked about, what we've drawn about, what we've journaled about, because when you focus on what you see, it becomes visible to the world.
Amen.
It does. It becomes, and this is what this whole thing is. I mean, it did. Go to the next screen, please. Right there. That's Kristen's journal drawing somewhere in my front room on my prayer pillow in Corvallis, Oregon. And that's what it started about right here. Right there is the unfinished book. It's the first time. And that's right there, and it's written in there. That's the drawing that I wrote when I was, remember, having my Noah encounter, and Jesus comes walking out. My whole garden and everything was flooded, and Jesus comes walking out in the water and leaves his clothes and dives back in and goes away and leaves me there. That's my perception of it. Yep, here I am. I finally figured out I was sitting on the mountain. And he pulls down this screen. So what began in the secret place of the eyes of my spirit has now manifested on the earth. And look at all these. We have written together about our relationship, and love looks like something. You guys' signature and words about what we've been in experiencing together this whole journey, they're written, recorded in the Library of Congress. They have all the lovely little barcodes and the sounds and the numbers, so any computer in the world could actually find them. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a very spiritual talking thing, a barcode. I get triggered all the time, pinged, and there we are. And we were just being family and loving Jesus and worshiping together and believing him when he showed us things. When angels showed up, they were here for a purpose. The word endorse means to approve, sustain, or sign one's name. Oh, look at that guy there. See that good looking guy there? Look at this. He has proof. See, he has proof. That guy right there has proof of the promise for Don, who patiently believed I could write a book until I did.
I like what he wrote on the note paper, though, in the heart box.
Yes. We are going to get there soon. There we are. Next one. Four thoughts. You know what the word forethought means? Thoughtful provision beforehand. I look up a lot of words because sometimes we can get desensitized by using them so much. And I learn what the word is really saying to me. I'm going to read just a little section here about us. My invitation to the reader beforehand is set your agreement to encounter the hidden things of the Spirit. You already hold the key. Hunger drew you here. Use that key to unlock the resources within. Jesus many times gives that same open door. The kingdom of heaven is like. And we believed it, didn't we? Do you remember when we used to have, we started in the Red Room and then we were downstairs in Benton Plaza? Do you remember when the Lord opened that portal through the wall and there was a canoe? And we got in the canoe, remember, by faith. This is real. And we got in it. Little did we know what we were experiencing, but we just believed God. These are all my little snippets of believing God. The first one, a little scribbled note from my honey. You have a voice, you know God, introduce him to the world. You can do it. Number two, well, then we get into mentorship, following, and leading. This little bird's nest, there's a particular author that had that on her book. And I have followed and gleaned and been mentored in the Spirit by a particular author. Well, isn't this interesting? Look at this pristine champagne cake right smack in the middle. And you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Those champagne cake balls?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we, it was our communion as a family. They became the right smack in the middle of what heaven is all about. We partook of it. We ate it, and it was fragrant. Remember how fragrant it was?
Mm-hmm. Is that full screen? Is that full screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said to jump in.
Yes, please.
At the library yesterday, they have a big glass table for the children, and it says it's an I Spy table. And that nest with the three blue speckled eggs is on display at the library also.
The library.
Yay!
That's one of the I Spy items. Front right side.
Yay. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you might wonder, these here, those red Converse All Stars, and those are a really personal word to me about the Lord telling me who I am, who I was always created to be. And of course, the first chapters of the unfinished book tells about my struggle with fear and struggle with just physical weaknesses and that kind of stuff. Well, he gave me that, and I couldn't figure out the longest time why red, because you know, why would they be red? I like white. And the interesting thing about it, and it took me months to figure it out, but I believed him. And I edited it, and I said, and I kept going back and encountering the place that I saw myself. I actually hugged myself in the future, and I asked Jesus. So I'm myself in the future, and Jesus, I put myself in the middle. I told myself, I asked myself in the future, would you please share with me what you know into me today? The reason why they say Converse All-Star? Because Jesus has said, I'm a conversation all-star. Isn't that? And you know, it's really interesting when we were putting this particular picture to print, which it's right here in the book. When you put it to a actual black and white shading, the shoes turn white.
Oh my goodness.
We had to actually put some gray color back in them so they actually look red, a different color in the black and white. But they actually turn white. Isn't that? I love
all
that stuff.
The things you ran into.
Oh, I know. But they're all alive and they're all real and they all mean something.
Well, why red?
That's kind of Jesus' color.
Okay.
I didn't argue him his color. And then number five. This is the first thing that little, That was the first thing that came to pass, that little red envelope with the monies in it. God always brings resources, miracles, and provision. And then number six,
wings.
The wings. The wings, which is authorization and authority. Which is fun, and you read the encounter in the book. In the watchmaker. It's there. I'm having fun. Next one. Ha, 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 ha. I've already told you guys how God confirmed this to me. Because obviously, you know, you ask him about what does this publishing thing look like? How do we do this? Met with online with another publishing company. Okay. And well, why do I see this cute little rabbit? And you know, I always take rabbit trails because the backstory is really important because we don't understand how something can mean something if you don't know the history and the backstory. So then one day I was asking the Lord, I go, really? A bunny? How spiritual is a little bunny?
You ever tried to follow a trail?
Yeah. Well, until the Lord told me to take out one of the T's. And it says, Rabbi Trail. I went, I'm good. I have followed the rabbi of my heart. Amen? So that means we are walking on a pathway of relationship. We've opened his door, and then he opened ours. You are doing
good thing I brought my finger.
I'm glad you brought your finger, Dawn.
Ears to hear.
And after the book had gotten its proofs and they got all the book where it's booked and they squish it and they squish the text and they make it pretty and all this stuff, and you go back and forth to the print shop about 100 times, and we're still doing that. And I was having one of those days where, is this really going to get birthed? And I went through and I called all of heaven. I called and went through and remembered every angel, every prophetic, everything, every resource that was shown to me, Melchizedek, Kate, everybody, the cloud of witnesses, everybody that I'd engaged on the whole entire path, and I called them forth and asked them for help. And then I heard in the Council of 70, they took my book up there, and they said they liked this activation. And we did it together. So I thought I'd share it with you. This was their favorite. So I thought I'd lead you into it today. About my goofy activation about the barrel and gondola cars that I used. That's how God addressed me, how I used to travel across the wilderness. Mind you, we were never supposed to walk across the wilderness. That's already been done, and they weren't very successful. It's not something, but we've all walked along the wilderness and jumped on and off into different camps along the way. So this was God's description. The cars were like this. So that's why I named the activation Barrel and Gondola Cars. So if you would join me, please. Step in by faith. I wait for him to prepare the communion elements in the spirit. So we're going to have communion in the spirit. My perceptions, you are welcomed to join me. I'll share an anchor for you to grab if that'll help. Well, then he painted a personal place for you. It's entirely okay if the scene takes on changes and looks a little different than mine. Just trust the Jesus in you. I'm sitting with Jesus on a high mountain. You can see mountains cascading behind mountains as the range goes forth. The lush hillside is rolling and green, making me feel like I imagine Ireland is, which I have yet to discover outside the Dublin airport. He, Jesus, hands me and you a Twinkie, representing his body. And he smirks at me, his cheek kind of bends a little bit, and only one dimple on the side of his face. He's not terribly super spiritual. Well, back to the Twinkie. When he passes it to me, Jesus hangs on to his portion, and the Twinkie rips between our grasp. The filling is exposed, and I hear him saying, "Brokenness was always supposed to reveal the cream center." My confession? Jesus, I hand you the debris that I have loaded onto my life like the barrel and gondola cars across the wilderness. I was never supposed to carry it. I ask for your forgiveness for choosing to ride the rails across the desert of disobedience. I exchange it for the true riches and divine resources that I receive by faith in the mystery of this communion. I receive everything you and Father have already thought of, and I place it into this divine manna for my journey. Well, you know what to do with a Twinkie. You suck out the cream. I know, super spiritual. Well, the cup? Jesus hands me one of those newfangled hydro flask water bottles, and he's smiling at me, and he says, I prepared this a long time ago, and it's still cold and refreshing. I thank him for his body and his blood in me, changing and transforming me, transforming us into his likeness. Acknowledgements. I wouldn't have the wonderful pleasure of sharing all these 230 pages without you here.
Where'd it go? Oh, I'm supposed to go here. There you go. Then you go back to 10.
And there's two areas I would like to read this and share this with you. And I'm speaking this.
Here.
No, don't go yet.
Huh?
Oh, that's just notes in the back of the book. I'm reading this to you because I wrote this to you and about you, my dear Heart of the Valley community. Heart of the Valley Community Church and friends, many of you live in the ink of the unfinished pages. What a blessing it is to be loved and encouraged to walk out my destiny with your support. You have faithfully held my arms up. Thank you. Many have imparted wisdom, laughter, and hunger for more of him along my journey. This is just a collection of those I bugged to help me remember the details. Thank you. I close the pages of this book only to turn a new chapter in our life. What happens in heaven when we complete a manuscript that Jesus wrote about us? I hope we have the opportunity to exchange that answer in the future. I look forward to it. God bless you. Those of you that were there on Wednesday, but I thought it'd be fun to watch it on the bigger screen together.
Some of the greatest things in life are unseen. It's not that they are to remain hidden, but in the finding, we challenge the truths that have framed our life. I admit that some discoveries I found in a competitive nature. If I ran faster or jumped higher, surely I'd win the prize. Unless you're racing with yourself. My ambitions were wasted on a world not watching. The unfinished book, it's a journey of finding who and how he was watching. If struggles only provide roots to excuses, then truth will pass through the hourglass as a grain of sand. I will flip it over and start another hour, another day, looking at the days of life from the backside. What is the wheel we drive that courses hope in our life? Who can hear a conversation with God? What audacity did fear assume in making me fearful? Fear? Or was created to know the holiness of God's goodness. My adventure is set on knowing. I can hear and I am able to see into the realms dedicated to glory. Share with me as you read the discoveries of trial and victories of faith. Standing alone is only the perception at 98.6 degrees. Take my temperature when looking into the face of Jesus. Write with me before I have thought about what I'm thinking and hear his voice. Believe the answers as close as your hand. I always knew that God was watching, but my passion set forth to prove he desired to love and create with me. The unfinished book, turning around the alphabet, we were meant to communicate with.
Highway noise.
I'm going to read the last screen, so I don't want to stop my recording yet.
You want me to go?
Just watch it. Move. It's great.
Get up. All right.
Share something with
you. I turn around.
So this is written in the very end of the book. And I'm going to read it to you today. It's 1 John 1 through 5. I'm going to read it to you from the Mirror Bible. This is what we have already witnessed together as family. Actually, it'll come up. I forgot, I'm still hooked up on the monitor. Yes.
Okay.
The Logos is the source. Everything commences in him. The initial reports concerning him that have reached our ears and which we indeed bore witness to with our own eyes, to the point that we became irresistibly attracted, now captivates our gaze. In him we witnessed tangible life in its most articulate form. The same life that was face to face with the Father from the beginning has now dawned on us. The infinite life of the Father became visible before our eyes in a human person. We include you in this conversation. You are the immediate audience of the logic of God. This is the word that always was. We saw him incarnate and witnessed his language as defining our lives. In the incarnation, Jesus includes mankind in the internal friendship of the Father and the Son. This life now finds expression in an unreserved union. What we enjoy equally belongs to you. I'm writing this for your reference, so that the joy may be yours in its most complete measure. Our conversation with you flows from the same source which illuminates this fellowship of union with the Father and the Son. This, then, is the essence of the message. God is radiant light, and in him there exists not even a trace of obscurity or darkness at all. And that's what we have witnessed together, and I just want to thank you for being a witness, for sharing our witness. So I'm going to invite everyone, my family.
Put it here.
Huh? I kind of like
you
it.
You can't sign it down there.
Well, we won't sign it. We're going to pray over it and release it. So if you would come and join me. Yay. We're going to pray over it. We're going to release it. We're going to release all the things that God has sewn and knit from our hearts to the world. Yay. Father, I thank you for the opportunity of standing here as a first. This is a first in my life. I will never, ever be a first. And I'm so honored to be able to share it with my family standing here in this room. There's something about harvesting that first fruit. We've gathered it, we've watched over it, they helped me to watch over it, and we picked it out from the whole field and we dedicated it as a first fruit. We watched it grow, and they've helped me and encouraged me and counseled me as it has grown, and now we offer it to you as a family. Father God, I thank you for them because they have witnessed my scroll, kept my feet going in the right direction, and they always said that I could do it.
I'm going to quote Sean Foyt. We release this sound, the sound of this atmosphere, and we release it now. Yay. July 1st. This first, on July 1st, we release this now.
It's a first for me, too. So there's probably the law of first mention happening here.
Absolutely.
Father, I thank you for Kristen's ability to help us understand the whole picture of this process, the magnitude. Just today, as she gave us the ability to see what you have accomplished through her book, but we had a part in it. And now, the picture of where it's going, what it's doing, I just thank you for her words and her vision to place upon our hearts the fullness of what you've done with this book, the idea of releasing it to the world. Today that picture just seemed to connect and form almost like a bubble where I could see the whole thing now and what it's going to accomplish.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing the words of this book bless the world. Let them open their eyes so they can see you through this book.
Yes, we bless every reader of this book, and we declare that every reader will come into agreement and encounter.
Yes, thank you.
And let it be a first for many.
Understanding will be opened up in their hearts and minds. They'll see the truth of what the kingdom of heaven is like, that it comes through many different experiences, that they'll know that you have always cared about each one of them, that they will know that those things that happen, those little personal weird things that happen in their lives, were always to draw you to them and them to you, Father. So I just want to thank you for that wisdom and understanding that will be open, that they won't be blocked in any way, shape, or form by their own thought patterns or the way the world thinks, but that they'll just get that glimpse of you that sets them free.
Thank you, Lord, for the second bestseller, the sequel, the finished book.
No, page 93.
Father, we thank you for Kristen's role as a heavenly translator, that you have given her the grace and the diligence and faithfulness to take those things that are spiritual, that you have revealed to her, her encounters, her experiences, and you have given her the ability to translate it to words and sounds. And I ask, Father God, that as this book is read, that it won't just be words on paper, but that the Spirit of the living God will be flowing and communicating across the pages into the innermost being of the reader, that they would be touched by the goodness, the faithfulness, and the pure and everlasting love of God in heaven.
Kristen, can you quote for us what you said about the alphabet in your trailer?
Oh, turn around the alphabet so that we can communicate with him.
So, Lord, that's key. That many people are going to pick this book up and they may not have the language for it, but the book will give them the language. Okay, it'll turn their language, their alphabet, upside down and will lead them into an understanding of who the book is written about and how they can experience him now, and they can actually participate in heaven. So take that concept that Kristen articulated with that about the alphabet and give them the ability to grasp the message that's being given here. Everyone who picks that book up and reads it.
Yeah, that was really good. Excuse me, John.
Excuse me.
It's because the reason why I turned that around is because of my dyslexia. And so that makes it redeemed by what you just said. That struggle and that trial.
Thank you, Lord, that this book is going to cross boundaries. It's going to cross man-made boundaries. That it's going to touch New Age people, and it's going to bring them into alignment. It's going to touch people who are not church people, as we have defined it, and it's going to bring them into alignment. The alphabet of this book is going to bring them into alignment. The voice of this book is going to bring them into alignment. People are going to be reached who would not ordinarily been really touched, reached.
Thank you, Jesus.
A new paradigm.
And that they would feel your spirit on this book when they pick it up. They would know that they know that they know there's something speaking deep.
Piggyback on what Sandy said, I would like to declare that this book will be for each of us who are resident in the ink in that book and are part of it, that we would have the freedom to be a platform. It would be a platform for us to speak of who you are and what our experience is, because this book will be a conversation starter, and they can ask questions of us, and we can give us the freedom to freely share our journey with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the very presence that's on the book, that's on us also. So help us, Lord, to use this book as a platform to proclaim the new words. On every one of those songs we sang today have a totally different perspective on those words. And I'll stand on that platform and once again proclaim this gospel message of the Creator, who we can sit on the watch face as we poke our head through the ceiling and share with people this new reality.
Father, I receive John's words and I come into alignment with those words, and I declare that this book is a new paradigm that will encompass new groups of people,
or
earlier.
And it will bring structure. Mm-hmm. It will encompass new things, and it will give a new reality. Thank you for the new reality that will be manifested through this book, mm-hmm. that will include and open pathways for people to enter in to your kingdom reality, which is so above and beyond what we know, what we perceive, and that you will just continue to open doors, doors that lead to other doors. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Earlier I got the word diving, and then I got diving board, and then I got springboard, and then I got, as you jump on the diving board, you go higher to go deeper into the water.
Yeah, hallelujah, with grace.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Don't go anywhere. There's something to share with you.
Pretty cool.
To read everybody's forwards. I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't?